To Data, warp speed, please.
We've made it to hour 20. Thanks for joining us as we pod around the clock here on the TrekMate Podcast. Why not stop by and join us in the chat room? Beam on over at www.mixlr.com/trek-mate. That's www.mixlr.com/trek-mate.
Yes, and we are back. So that was a brilliant hour to finish on. So thank you very much. Michael has gone on to greener pastures. So it's time to play a game or two. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to play Name That Trek. Now, I hope everyone in the chat room and on Skype or on Twitter, I hope you're all ready and getting ready to be able to... Sorry, I got distracted by an email. In response to your question... Nicole, yes, you can, as that's a donation. So thank you very much. So what we're going to do is we're going to play Name That Trek, which is normally our weekly quiz for a Star Trek DVD box set. But what we're going to do is we are able to give away one of Paul's fantastic prizes. Now, I'm going to just double-check to... figure out what exactly we have already given away. Let's have a look. Nothing like on-the-fly podcasting. I tell you what. Yeah, no, I've just had a request from somebody who wants to join in. So let's add you on then. It'll be no surprise to anybody that the next person you're going to hear is Tom Badley. So, Tom wants to join us and say hi as we present Name That Trek. So, are you there now, Tom?
Yep, I'm here.
How amazing was that?
Very, and I'm still awake, funny enough.
You're doing well, mate. You're doing...
Yeah.
We're in this together.
Yep.
My eyes have not shut for even a millisecond.
Yeah, I've just had another cup of coffee.
I'm on about can 5 of Relentless, so caffeine is pumping. I'm sure the heart is struggling, but we'll get there in the end.
Yep.
So anyone...
Those tickets that were opened, that was a fantastic amount.
Fantastic amount, and both Nicole and James deserve a hearty handshake to say thank you for your contribution.
Yep.
So... it's really appreciated. As I said before, it really does make a difference.
Yeah.
So, how Name That Trek is played is I'm going to start by doing three characters, and then I'll ask you to name them characters. If you can send your guesses to our inbox rather than to just through the chat room, otherwise you're going to give away all of the answers, so you don't want to do that. And then I'll also give you a clip of an episode, so that way you'll be able to get 1 point for every character that you can name, and you'll also get 2 points for the episode that you can guess. And then I'll give you a pick trivia about a character to see if you can guess what character that I am trying to get you to name. So I have got, how many have I got here? 1, 2, 4, 5, six, seven, eight. Okay, we've got eight and one, two, three episodes. Okay, so if I'm splitting it up, let's divide that and put them into three. Okay, so we're going to have three rounds of Name That Trek for you guys to get your points up, and I'll figure out what the prize is going to be whilst you listen to these characters and try and figure it out. So here goes.
I know I can resist.
Your father was captain of the starship for 12 minutes. He saved 800 lives.
It's quite a sight. The timeline's resetting itself.
So, if you can name them three characters, that will get you a point each. And then if you can name this episode, it will get you another 2 points. So listen to this episode.
If you could do any science project you wanted to, anything at all, what would it be?
Visit the Gamma Quadrant.
You're saying you've never heard of the Jem'Hadar?
The Dominion will no longer stand by and allow ships from your side to violate our territory.
Starfleet orders are simple. Traffic through the wormhole will be suspended until the Odyssey can investigate the Jem'Hadar's threat.
Okay, so fans of that series could very well be able to figure out that episode. I'll give you one quick more run of the characters and the episode, and then I'll give you your clue for guessing the character.
I know I can resist.
Your father was captain of the starship for 12 minutes. He saved 800 lives.
It's quite a sight. The timeline's resetting itself.
If you could do any science project you wanted to, anything at all, what would it be?
Visit the Gamma Quadrant.
The Dominion will no longer stand by and allow ships from your side to violate our territory.
Starfleet orders are simple. Traffic through the wormhole will be suspended until the Odyssey can investigate the Jem'Hadar's threat.
Okay. So, I hope that you managed to get some of them. How are you feeling so far, Tom?
I'll just have to mute the live stream just so anyway I can hear it. There we go. Yeah. Not very well, I have to admit. Yeah. I've definitely got one. Mm-hmm. There's another one. I know who it is, but I can't remember the name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's give you a few clues to figure out if you can name this character. I died on 2375. I served on board the freighter Grumal. And also, the third clue was... sorry, I'm doing this on the fly a little bit. I was the unexpected leader of my empire in 2375. So... I hope that you've managed to get some of them. Though saying that, that's a bit hard. Okay, stuff it. It's a Cardassian as well. So get your answers in to trekmate1701@gmail.com. And also make sure that you, if you want to tweet the answers, we're just TrekMate on Twitter. To be honest, I haven't been looking at Facebook, so I apologize if things are going on Facebook, but I've got about like 100 different screens open, and having one more would give me a headache.
Yeah, your computer might explode.
Yeah. So I hope that people manage to get that. And whilst you do, let's take a slight break. And because otherwise we're not going to get everything played in the next few hours. So whilst you do that, I am going to play you the last part of our interview with Mr. Larry Nemechek. So hope you enjoy this, and then come back with your answers and see how you got on, and we'll have another round to get your points up. So here we are back once again with our good friend Larry Nemechek.
Hey guys.
Now, Larry, one of our family members of the TrekMate family would be very disappointed if I didn't ask you, because Senior Alvarado loves to run a section on her show called Desert Island Trek. And on that, she gets all
Desert
the...
Desert Island Disc.
So basically, you've got to select 5 Star Trek episodes to be stranded with forever. And
okay.
Though you are allowed the gimmies, the obvious ones are there. The Best of Both Worlds and the likes.
Yes, it's Enterprise, things like that.
Isn't it, guys? Two parts is one.
They're 2-part episode parts that counts as one episode.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well.
Not putting you on the spot or anything.
No. Original. Okay. So you know the most classic of classics is original series. At least it is for anybody that's older than 10. I hope so. What would be included in my gimme list there? Would
I'll find out.
Journey to Babel and Doomsday Machine be included?
I will find out exactly what the gimme
okay,
list is.
Okay. Your original series, you have City on the Edge of Forever,
mm-hmm.
The Trouble with Tribbles,
mm-hmm.
The animated series you can get Yesteryear, TNG you have Yesterday's Enterprise and The Best of Both Worlds, DS9, Trials and Tribulations and The Visitor, Voyager, Message in a Bottle and Scorpion, I don't know why, Enterprise E-Squared and Enterprise in a Mirror Darkly.
Enterprise E-Squared, that's interesting.
Some of them on there are complete gimmies. Some of them, I think, why the hell would you watch that again? But anyway, Cap, this is not my Desert Island Trek at all.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is easier. I have a hard time picking favorite shows from the later series, just because they were so close and they're recent, and it takes a while to separate out the personal from the show itself, which is stupid. I should be better at that. Original series, I have to have my 2 favorite original series with me, Doomsday Machine and Journey to Babel.
Brilliant.
I don't know how I could be there without a muck time, but
you can.
And my champion of the underrated original series is Friday's Child, so I think I would actually want that with me.
Okay, so you got 3 covered there, yeah?
And I'm oh, that's right. I'm allowed how many? 5?
5. Oh, 5 altogether, so you don't have to pick from all the series. You can have 1 from Enterprise, 2 from DS9. You can mix up as much as you want.
Right.
Which makes it a lot more tough.
You say I can pick my 5 from any mix. I could have them all 5 from one show if I wanted, right?
If you wanted,
yeah, absolutely.
That's what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. I think I would want Far Beyond the Stars from DS9. Boy, I don't think about Enterprise and DS9 and Voyager.
Interesting choice.
Well, it was just, and I'm getting 2 for 1 there, right? It's a 2-part.
Yeah.
It's not too far, I don't think of that.
Oh no, you're right. I'm thinking of I was thinking of past tense or future tense.
Yeah, Far Beyond the Stars is that terrible.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. Sorry, I threw you.
It's in my opinion, ruined Star Trek.
Say what?
It's Far Beyond the Stars. In my opinion, ruined Star Trek.
It ruined Star Trek.
In my point of view, it undoes all the good work that Gene Roddenberry did in one fell swoop.
Okay.
Well, essentially, my opinion on the episode is it's set in the 1950s, 1960s, where in obviously a dark part of humanity where black people and white people didn't get along. There was the civil unrest. It was, and whilst it's great to highlight that and talk about it, I just think the fact that they Star Trek in the episode is all portrayed from the character of Ben Stiller's character, the writer, and it almost makes it seem like Star Trek didn't happen and it's all the delusions of a crazy man. And Star Trek should be all about cooperation and getting together people of races and different species and mixes getting together. And in my opinion, it undid all that by saying that actually, no, this potentially didn't happen.
Everything that you just said is what made that episode brilliant for me.
I completely believe in quality and, but I think that episode, it took that vision of Star Trek where everything, you have all these people getting together and getting along, and it spun it on its head where actually this potentially could never happen, and it didn't happen. And for that reason, it ruined effort completely.
Wow. Well, I just think it reminded people what the roots were. And it reminded you how far it had come. I actually, you know, and if I now, after having said all that, I almost want to take it back and go back to future. I mean, I was thinking future tense when I said Far Beyond the Stars, but I was thinking New York Streets DS9, and I said Far Beyond the Stars too. Well, okay, so the five shows. Well, I gave you three original series.
Yeah, don't let them influence you.
Let's say what?
Don't let them influence your.
I will comment on the episode, but please, it's completely your choice, and that's only my personal opinion.
Oh, no, I know, we just got off on a tangent. I was trying to get back to your original question, or I'd talk for the whole 15 minutes here, or we'd all get off on this for 15 minutes. Wow. See, here's where my head is racing, and this will sound horribly catty, but I'm trying to think of an Enterprise episode that I would want to be on the desert aisle with, because I want to remember the guys. It's just ironic that everybody goes to Inner Mirror Darkly as like the go-to show. We have a thing with a lot of the series. This happens on DS9 too and Voyager too. A lot of the later shows, well, look at yesterday's Enterprise, are the favorite shows we have are the not typical shows.
Yeah,
the dream, flashback, time travel. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the everyday to day show.
I was going to say, with Deep Space Nine, for me, up there, if I had to pick one Deep Space Nine episode, it would probably be The Visitor.
Oh, completely. It's my favourite episode, and it's one you can't pick, unfortunately, for Dead Island Trek.
Right, but look what people say. They say Trials and Tribulations, The Visitor, in the Pale Moonlight. Well, that's a typical show. That's actually the one that's grounded in Rhea. But your comments aside, In the Pale Moonlight, I mean, what did I just say? Far Beyond the Stars.
Yeah.
Future tense? Past tense.
Mm-hmm.
The Bell Riots show, which was written to show how we got from the bad 50s, 60s, you know, current times into the Roddenberry utopia, you know, that was why Iron Robert did it, was how do we actually make that gap and bridge the gap? But then you have things like Little Green Man and Our Man Bashir and some of the fun shows, you know, and Bada Bing and anyway. Paper Moon, Only a Paper Moon, which was totally two recurring actors had the whole show. So, I'm totally dodging your question, aren't I?
That's the thing. You're buying yourself more time, aren't you?
No, I
can read the signs.
Or, you know, that clock is ticking here. You really, you know, because that internet podcast time is so finite.
Well, it's a 24-hour poll that's going on. We have all the time in the world here.
All right. Meanwhile, back with Larry and Burbank.
Also, you keep talking, I'll make a brew.
Right, right. Just don't knock it over. Voyager. See, you said. Oh, and I'm included. Message in a bottle.
Thank you all.
I don't. I just don't think about any. This is sad. I think about there are some fun. I need to hurry up and grow up and get in the modern era. Now, one Voyager show that I never think gets its due is Distant Origin. I think that's a very Roddenberry.
Oh, brilliant. So,
I didn't say I'd want to keep it on my desert island. I'm just saying it never gets its due. I'm always amazed that people don't jump on that because I was so proud of myself for coming up with an answer for
what's one of your Voyager question episodes,
but I never hear that because I watched that and I was very like, oh, good.
It's an excellent episode.
It turns the whole creationism evolution thing on its ear inside out the way. The way the Outcast did the whole gay straight thing for its time. Wow. Well, I could do a total cop out and then just say those three original series and
actually, the one thing Voyager that isn't on the list is the Year of Hell, which is phenomenal.
Is what?
Year of Hell.
Oh, the Year of Hell, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the best guest star roles. I mean, it was Kurtwood Smith in Anorax. I just thought it was a really well-defined, you know, he's a villain, but he's a villain with a really, really heartfelt, driven reason.
Yeah, there's absolute depth to him, and it's so well played.
Yeah. And Timeless, and see, I'm not even putting Prophecy on the list for for Voyager. Although if I was a total egotist, I guess I should do that, something. But you know what? I'll just say here. I'll just defy all your expectations. I'll just say put Our Man Bashir and Little Green Men on my list, and I'll parachute onto the island.
That's
okay. You got two then.
Choices.
Well, that was my five.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, that's absolutely perfectly good choices. And at least in Little Green Men, you get your call back to Graham Bell as well.
Yeah. Well, and people are going to look at that list and go, what? But, I mean, it was so much fun watching them shoot those, and they were on location, and they were comedies, and I didn't put a piece of the action on my original series list. And mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just very tough. This is like what's his name at the end of the Actor's Studio doing the questions from the French philosopher. You know, what will you say when you get to hell and all that kind of thing, or what will Saint Peter say when you show up at heaven or whatever? Okay, I guess I'll have to live. I made five choices. I guess I'll have to live with them. I wasted all this time getting there.
That's it. You're gonna be stuck there for a long time, Larry. So enjoy. How is...
I'm trying to knock my universal translator back into operation as we speak. Here, I'm banging on my side of my head.
The human.
Yeah, the human. The orange makeup is wiping off on my palm as we speak.
So, Larry, obviously everybody will know about the Con of Wrath documentary that you're going to be... that you're putting together at the moment. How's it going?
If they don't know, I don't know what rock they've been living under. Cause...
Yeah, let's... Oh, hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, sorry, I cut out there.
Yeah, I think you did. Larry, are you still there?
I'm still here. It went dead for a second, and then I heard some, static, and then...
Yeah, okay.
Well, like old-time static, and we're back. Okay.
Well, we're all back. So, did you want to take it from... they've been living under a rock, is where I got.
If that was clear, then you could start from there.
Okay, let's
take it from D, guys. No, okay. I'm kidding.
Whenever you're ready, Larry.
Oh, what did you... Oh, I
oh no, if you just go... Okay. No, I'll re-ask.
I thought that was clean. Okay, if it wasn't clean, I can say that again.
No, that's fine. So, Obviously, everyone's going to know about the Con of Wrath documentary that you're putting together. How's it going, Larry?
It's going. I was going to say they know about it if they haven't been living under a rock. I feel like I've been talking about it all year for the last year here on podcasts all over the place. But it's going well. We have little delays. It's a it's a weekend project. It's not a full blast. Do it in 2 months kind of thing. And we're collecting people as we go along, and we're fundraising. We're about to make some major steps up in fundraising, but I shouldn't talk about that till it's really ready. But theconofwrath.com is still there. It's about, if you don't know, it's about an incredible moment in Trek history that was a ridiculous meltdown of a, that turned into a miracle, is the way we say it. It was the first rock star kind of event in fandom history. All the original cast were involved, except Leonard Nimoy, who was actually involved in a small way. But Harve Bennett and the cast. Happened in Houston, Texas in 1982. It was only 10 years since the first Trek convention. It was kind of the woolly bully Wild West days of conventions, even more so than it is these days. And had a bunch of dreamers in Houston and got the original cast involved. And not only did the whole weekend not quite go the way it was supposed to with this arena show, the first kind of mega show, but it was kind of amazing what happened that they saved it. And nobody gave up, including the actors, including the staff, and including the fans and dealers. And the effect that it had on everybody and everything. And that's, it's a Trek, it's a moment in Trek history that I want to make sure the story is saved. That's kind of the main thing, is I want to make sure this isn't lost to history. And Walter Koenig and Harve Bennett and Wendy Doohan and more are in it. And it's got the celebrities, but it's also got the local folks. And I want the fan, the fan community to see it, but I also want it to be a kind of an incredible human story too. So we're working along, and it's a humble little project, but we're still fundraising. And anyway, you can read all about it at conofwrath.com, and we're moving along.
Did you manage to find any more survivors at Vegas this year, or?
I think I did. Yes, actually, I did. I keep finding a person I knew later on in Oklahoma who keeps pointing me to people who were survivors. But if you go to the Facebook page, there's a I had a woman in North Carolina who was a surprise big donor. I blogged about this, and kudos to Bonnie for that. But she sent me – she had two original – the Con of Wrath title does not come from me. That was what – I don't know if you know this about fans, but they have kind of a quirky sense of humor. So by the time this weekend was over, the Ultimate Fantasy was the actual name of the weekend, the special show that was tacked onto the regular Houston Con convention that year in 1982. And by the time the weekend was over, the fans were calling it the Ultimate Fiasco, the Ultimate Fuck-Up, the Ultimate Fallacy. But there was a huge swing of people, 2 weeks after the Wrath of Con had come out, and late in June, and they were calling it the Con of Wrath already, and people were having buttons that said, "I survived the Con of Wrath." And Bonnie in North Carolina sent me one of her two original buttons.
Oh.
So I've got a picture of it up there. And there were several dealers that were selling those by the end of the weekend, that weekend. So it was a real hoot to have that, visceral connection back. Of course, I was there. It was my first road trip, so a little personal narrative for me about it, but the main thing is about the weekend and could this even happen today? I mean, this is before cell phones. It's kind of amazing. But that's one of the questions we get into, and pop culture and actors and fans and things like this happening. And I haven't meant to be it, but there's a little. We have 60 minutes over here. There's a little bit of how did this happen, by the way. So.
Yeah.
So that's going along, and we're still taking donations for screen credit and a little package. Everywhere I go, including Vegas this last year, I met two more people. One of them took some great pictures of me at my table, but I hope eventually to circle back and get him too. And we've got a lot of Heartland people. And if anyone out there hears this and they were there, they are a survivor – please email me at larry@larrynemechek.com, because we want to get your story on tape one way or the other.
So Larry, as well, on the Trek, on your Trekland site, you've got something called Trekland on Speaker, Voices Past. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, thanks. Yes, I've been sitting here with my boxes of tapes for years. Now everything's digital, the last 4 or 5 years, finally. And I've been worried about this, you know, the cassette tape plastic decaying. I've been meaning to get them even transcribed. There's a ton of them not even transcribed. So I finally got off my butt and started digitizing some. And this year for Vegas, I started the CD series. So volume one is out now, and you can order it at the site. I had a Vegas debut, and it was received very well. People that have, you know, it takes a little bit of appreciation, I guess, if you're around fandom a little longer, or maybe you're a brand new fan and you think it's very cool. I'll take it from wherever I can get it. But I just wanted to get these out in the open and share them with people. And of course, I hate to say it, but I didn't want to just give stuff away. So I was trying to find the way to do it, and we'll at some point probably have them up to download, you know. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted to make sure and have some context, and I wanted to be able to have the whole package in a CD. I had someone tell me to make sure and give a lot of, you know, there's an hour and 18 minutes worth of interviews on this first CD. We call the series Trekland on Speaker because my video series at Trekland, the blog, is called Trekland Switching to Visual. So I kept with the same kind of, you know, bridge command thing, and these are called Trekland on Speaker, so they're audio only. But there's a three-panel insert in the case, and there's my photos with people and, you know, when we did the conversation, so you get a little bit of – there's about 12, 15 minutes with Michael Piller and Bob Justman and Jerry Fleck, who was an assistant director that was a great storyteller. I wish I'd sat down with him more, but we're talking about First Contact. And Mark Leonard, who played Sarek and was my very first interview back before I knew I'd be doing any of this full-time. And I just wanted to start with people that were no longer with us. I thought people might appreciate that. And that's why the first CD is called Future Voices Past, PASSED. So if you go to LarryNemechek.com, it's not a big splash yet. It won't be for a couple more weeks. But you can go down to my What's Happening, you know, news and appearances. And there's a link there. And then it goes over to the page and talks all about it. And I appreciate anybody. You can order it online now, and I will get one off to you. I'll sign it if you want me to sign it. And this will be hopefully the first of many to come. Last week, as you're listening, last week was Walter Koenig's star ceremony on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. And that was a lot of fun to be involved with. And I led a tour. The fans that were there, we did a tour of all the Trek stars on the sidewalk. And then I was lucky enough to participate with a couple of the panels and, you know, help out Walter and help out those who are honoring him. He's the last one of the original series to have a star and long overdue. And, of course, he had his career on Babylon 5 and his movie and theater career, too. So that was really special this year. That was a one-of-a-kind thing. There won't be one of those every year, you know, like some of the conventions are. So that was really special here just lately. Hope everybody reads about it over at the blog, mytreklandblog.com, and follows me along there.
Excellent. Well, once again, thank you so much for taking the time to join us, Larry. It's meant a lot.
Oh, Wayne, thank you so much. Thank you. And Adam and Michael, thank you for joining in. And
well, no, it's been great talking to you, Larry.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, you guys, thank you. And again, I'm going to get back over to the UK. It's been 10 years since I was at a con in the UK. I've been to Germany every time somebody sneezed, but I haven't been over to the UK. So, and I work for Titan in the fact files, and that seems kind of odd. So hopefully soon, guys. I appreciate it. Every once in a while I look on and I see someone say, you really should have Larry Nemechek. So that's very sweet, and that means a lot. So I appreciate that.
Well, that, in that case, we'll definitely look forward to, hopefully, fingers crossed, seeing you next year, because that is one hand I want to shake. So.
and vice versa. Forget the handshaking. Let's just lift a pint or two, you know?
Yeah, that's it. That sounds like more of a plan that we can agree to, so definitely. Excellent. Thank you again, Larry.
Thanks, guys.
That's cheers, brilliant. Larry.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, cheers for joining us, Larry. Had a great time.
Oh, oh, I meant to say congratulations on the pod-a-thon, but I didn't say that exactly. So.
No, I can. You just said it. I'll cut it in.
And
and that was the great man himself, Larry Nemechek. So thank you so much, Larry, for joining us this week. It really does mean a lot to have you spare your time, so it's really most appreciated. I know that other people appreciate hearing Larry's thoughts as well. So, Tom, shall we find out how well you actually did?
Yeah, sorry, I was on mute, sorry.
No, yes, come on, Tom, I'm back. Let's see how you've done. Ooh. I did listen to some of the clips. I didn't listen to all of them. I've sort of been in and out doing stuff, so I'm sat down now with a nice cup of tea.
So, how do you reckon you did?
I've got two characters and the episode, I think.
Well, give it a go. You can't ruin it.
Okay, the middle character is obviously Pike from the 2009 film.
Yeah.
And the character after that, I think it's Daniels from Enterprise.
Okay.
The time-traveling Time War character.
Okay.
And the episode, I think, is it the second season finale of DS9, Jem Hadar?
Michael. Tom. Tom. I've got Mike on the mind. Tom, you have managed to score yourself 4 points. Very well done.
Yay.
Those are all correct answers. So for everybody out there who didn't give that a listen, you'll be able to find out that the answers were Amanda Rogers, Christopher Pike, Crewman Daniels, the Jem Hadar, and also the mystery character was Damar.
Ah.
Yeah, so there you go. So we've got some scores in. What prize do you reckon we should give away for this one, Mark?
For this one, what have we got? What have we got left? Excuse me. What
we've
got left from Paul?
We've got a phone. We've got a coffee machine.
I don't want another one.
You've already got one, haven't you, Tom? Yeah, you've already got the coffee machine.
Don't worry, there's a couple of people ahead of you.
I think we have the night with Paul as well, don't we?
We do have a night with Paul, but I think we should auction that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same here. Yeah.
Mind you, we want to make some money, don't we?
We don't want people retracting their donations. Don't put me forward. So, okay then. How about we make it for a Polaroid smartphone then?
Okay. Looks like people have lost sound.
Have they?
Looks like people have lost sound in the chat room.
Okay.
We are broadcasting. Oh, it's back.
Hello?
It's just Skype being temperamental.
It's not Skype if we can all hear each other.
Yeah, we can all hear each other.
Yeah.
It's Mixler.
I'm not getting anything. I'm not picking anything up.
As long as it doesn't turn into a pantomime conversation. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, dear. Well, either way, this is a recording, so at some point, someone will try it. Someone will
find No. It seems to be back now for me.
Okay, let's hope that everyone else in the chat room is getting the same thing.
I refreshed the page.
Yeah, I'm going to do that now just to see. Yep, I've just heard Mark saying I refreshed the page. So.
Okay. Because I suppose...
Oh. Okay, that seems to have done it. Okay, sorry about that. There's, obviously, we've been going for nearly 20 hours now, so we're probably running to the limits of technical capabilities, but apologies for that. So we were talking about prizes.
Yes, we were talking about prizes. For this one, shall we give away one of the smartphones? One of the Polaroid smartphones?
Yes, let's give one of those away.
Okay. Cool. In that case, we have got three people who decided to enter. All those of you that didn't decide, you're lazy. Oh dear. So please make sure that you get your answers in. We'll do the next one in just a moment, though I do want to remind everybody, as well as having auctions and whatnot, please just donate whatever you can to justgiving.com/teams/trekmatepodathon. And every penny counts.
Yeah, great job really on the auction for the Star Trek London tickets. £300 is amazing.
Amazing job.
And we're currently 77%
yep.
the way there.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And I can't thank Nicole and James enough for being so so gracious with their donations.
Yes, definitely.
So thank you so much. It means a lot. And Paul was willing to donate an evening of his life with someone. So I think after we've played Name That Trek, maybe we should auction him off without him knowing.
Yeah. Or do we wait till he comes on? He said he texted me and said he would come on at 5 rather than 6. So he will be here a little bit earlier.
I'd still be tempted just to do it without me here for the laugh.
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah.
Because I don't care who gets him.
Could we do that now? Well, us, he's not in.
Let's finish Name That Trek.
Yeah, first, yeah.
Okay, then. Yeah. We've got a couple more clips for you. Now, I'm going to put them all in to this round. So we're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 characters. That's 5 points up for grabs. And then 2 episodes. So that is a total of 9 points up for grabs there. And I've got 1 mystery character for you to name. So let's see if you can name these 5 characters.
I don't mean to sound negative.
Long-range tactical vessel.
Guinan, I need your help. Could you step over here a minute?
Got them. A piece of them anyway.
Our alliance with T'Ral in this Klingon war has proven to be more trouble than it's worth.
Okay, so here are your 5 characters one more time.
I don't mean to sound negative.
Long-range tactical vessel.
Guinan, I need your help. Could you step over here a minute?
Got them. A piece of them anyway.
Our alliance with T'Ral in this Klingon war has proven to be more trouble than it's worth.
And now here is your 2 episode clips. So here goes.
Try to relax, Lieutenant.
Oh, if you tell me to relax one more time, I'm going to rip your holographic head off.
I hope you don't intend to kiss your baby with that mouth.
Tell me this isn't another false alarm.
This isn't another false alarm.
I can't believe it.
Oh, believe it.
I might actually win.
What?
The baby pool. Today, 1,500 hours.
I'm so glad I could accommodate you.
Don't celebrate yet. Klingon labor sometimes lasts several days. Of course, I'm sure that won't be the case here.
I'm Deanna Troi. It's an honor to meet you, Dr. Graves.
Yes, of course it is. This is one of the truly great moments of your life.
Excuse me, sir. Are you a Romulan?
Hardly. He's a Klingon, Corrine. Corrine has lived here since her father died when she was very young. Her only knowledge of unhuman races comes from me. Klingons and the Romulans don't look much alike, Corrine, even though they act much alike.
So, those were your 5 characters and 2 episodes. So, if you can name them, you'll get a point for each character and 2 points for both the episodes. So, and your mystery character. I was born in 2366. I am part human and part Klingon. and I have been played by 4 actors. So, I have been played by 4 actors. I am part human and part Klingon. And I was born in 2366. Get your answers to us at trekmate1701@gmail.com. And through Twitter, we are at Trekmate on Twitter.
So, is that Trekmate1701 on Twitter?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just quite a way through.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. So, no, that's some pretty good going. Over the past hour for raising money. So, got to thank Media 10 for donating our tickets for us. It's really made a big difference.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, thank you so much to Media 10 for being so generous. And remember, guys, we want to get your donations too. So, Mark, how guilty are you going to feel if we do auction pulled off now?
Not very.
No, I'm not either.
No.
I'm not either.
Serves him right for offering it up, doesn't it?
It does.
He's the one who offered it.
He puts it on the plate for us, so what are we meant to do? So,
serve it.
Okay then. Paul is willing to spend the evening to whoever is willing to donate the highest amount of money. So, how about we make it extra special? And obviously this is only going to be open to UK residents. So whether you want a drinking buddy or maybe a romantic evening with the Mr. Drinkwater himself. Probably a drinking buddy. So, why don't we open up donations to that? We won't have a closed auction this time. Just get donating. Whoever donates the most will get to spend the evening with Mr. Drinkwater. And it'll be a lovely surprise for when he joins us again, when he gets back. So, get donating.
And leave your name as well.
Yes, leave your name, otherwise we don't know who it is. That's always a bugger to try and find out. Oh, so, on that note, look, how long shall we give people to enter for Name That Track?
How long did you give them for the last one?
I gave them 20 minutes. I played Larry Nemechek in between.
Oh, yes, okay.
So,
well, we've got the music of Star Trek coming up, so...
We have. I don't think we actually need to leave it that long because it's saying that people are going to be playing along now, and if they haven't already listened, then they're not going to guess it, are they? Okay. So, I am going to... I've already got three entries. So, let's give you a couple more minutes just to enter. So, Mark, what's the plan for your hour with Matt Warwick?
Matt should be waiting on Skype. We'll bring him on, and he's got there's a whole load of some excellent music that Matt's picked. So we're going to bring Matt on. He's going to give himself a little introduction. We can find out a little bit about him. We'll play some clips, and we'll talk about him. Matt is the real soundtrack geek. So he knows an awful lot more about this than me, so Matt can talk us through some of those clips. But there's some really, really good stuff in there, some really interesting things. A few little surprises in there as well.
Yeah,
so looking forward to that. Had a quick chat with Matt yesterday afternoon over Skype just to check the mic quality, etc. And we had a good chat, so yeah, I'm really looking forward to this.
Excellent. And that's the thing, there are the soundtracks in... TNG especially, because that's what Matt ends up loving most, I think, is the TNG era.
Yeah, well, that's what he sends in for the audio clips for Stump the Quizmaster, and I like that section. It's good fun. I don't always do too well, although Matt and I are now neck and neck at 7 each, so the next one we have, which will be in a couple of weeks when we do the next pod, that's the decider to see who's going to win, so I'm keen to win that one.
though he might actually give away some of his future answers.
I'm sure Matt's a lot cleverer than that. I'm sure he hasn't given too much away, but we'll find out soon, I guess.
Yeah, and then at 5 o'clock, we're going to be joined by the guys over at Improvised Star Trek as they take a title suggestion from you guys out in Twitterland or in the chat room and create an entire episode of Improvised Star Trek around that. And these guys are so funny. I hope you enjoyed the unaired episode that we played earlier for you. That was an absolute exclusive. So the Improvised Star Trek guys have been really kind to us, gave us a lot of stuff that their fans have never heard before. So you're hearing it for the first time live here.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah, definitely. And then after that, we are going to be joined by Colin from Trek News Views. You might be familiar with him, Tom.
Yeah, he's just guy from England, I think, isn't he?
Somewhere slightly further up north than what we are.
I know he's pulling his hair out at the moment.
And why is that?
We're currently having a conversation on Twitter. People are asking if he's single, and he's writing show notes for Dedicate because we're recording it straight after the podathon. So I've had no sleep for 24 hours and straight recording a podcast afterwards.
Brilliant.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah.
No, that's absolutely fantastic. Okay, so I have got your answers in for Name That Trek. Now I'm just tallying them up. The wonders of actually doing a podcast live. It's all off the cuff.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. These are all the bits that we would cut, no one would ever see, and it would look very neat and tidy.
Not as streamlined.
Yeah, not as streamlined, but still, it's the messiness that makes this what it is, I think.
Yeah.
So, okay then. The answers for Name That Trek, the last round, was Nog, one from Voyager,
the super advanced drone, yeah.
Yeah. Riker, Scotty, and Sela. Those are all worth 1 point each. That's 5 points that was up for grabs there. Then the two episodes. One was The Schizoid Man. And another was Endgame. So 4 points up for grabs there. Hope you've done well. And then we had your mystery character. And that mystery character was Alexander Roshenko.
Yes, of course it was.
So very well done there. Very well done. Okay. Now, talk amongst yourselves whilst I just do the final tally of the points.
Oh, I'm just having a look. And we haven't had any donations yet.
No, I'm disappointed about that.
Come on, you've got an evening with the lovely Paul Drinkwater of Brace for Impact fame up for grabs. That's got to be worth at least 50p of anyone's money, isn't it?
yeah. So that'll put it in the meter. Which one would you choose?
Yeah, that's true. You know, if you come into Star Trek London, he'll be there, so, you know, you could kill two birds with one stone. I'll be quite willing to surrender my room buddy for one evening.
Well, Mark, you can stay in Paul Finch's bath for the evening, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's it. I can just kip with Adam and Paul. I'll kip in their bath. That'll be fine. Just get a blanket out. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to thank everybody for getting their guesses in. I want to thank the people that have played. I want to thank Rene Roberts, Darren73. I also want to thank over on Twitter. We also had an entry from the PC's going to Robert Reyes. So thank you very much, Robert, for entering. And also, Tom, you got stuck in on the last round as well, so thank you very much.
Yeah.
Though our winner, with 18 points, was Matt Warwick.
Oh, well done, Matt.
Hey, well done, Matt.
So very well done. You get two prizes. You get a Polaroid smartphone and also to join us in a couple of minutes. So
yeah, that's a good prize.
Yeah, so make sure that you send us your address and we'll get that smartphone over to you. So how about we take a very quick musical interlude whilst we get this next segment running. So how about we play this?
Thanks for joining us as we pod around the clock here on the TrekMate Podcast. Why not stop by and join us in the chat room? Beam on over at www.mixlr.com/trek-mate. That's www.mixlr.com/trek-mate.